This is a weekly summary of news about women and women's issues and from women's perspectives, which comes to you from the weekly Cheers and Jeers column of the Women's E! News. I'm Nancy Casey.
It took 37 minutes for a Wichita, Kansas jury to find Scott Roeder guilty of first-degree murder in the killing of Wichita abortion provider Dr. George Tiller. Influenced by Christian televangelist Pat Robertson, Roeder admitted he felt his actions were justified by his religious beliefs. Tiller was one of the few doctors in the United States who performed late-term abortions. Roeder now faces life imprisonment with the possibility of parole. Good news this week. In his State of the Union address, President Barack Obama maintained he would not back away from health care reform and made several explicit promises that addressed the concerns of female voters. These included creation of more loans through community banks for small business owners, many of whom are women, a freeze on discretionary spending, earmark reform challenging Congress members to make public where funds from private bills are going, increased support for community colleges where the majority of the student population is female, as well as an increase in federal aid for higher education, an increase of the child care tax credit, a repeal of the ban on gays and lesbians and those affected by the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy, increased enforcement of equal pay laws, fixing the, quote, broken immigration system. Cheers for a women's action plan announced by Secretary of State Hillary Clinton that will focus on women's security and leadership in the public and private sector in Afghanistan. Clinton described the plan as, quote, comprehensive, forward-looking, an agenda that stands in stark contrast to al-Qaeda's recently announced agenda for Afghanistan women becoming female suicide bombers in the West. Cheers for the Supreme Court of Nepal, which has issued a stay order against legislation proposed last summer by the Nepali government to pay couples for remarriage when the wife is a widow. Lily Thapa, founder and executive director of the organization, says she hopes that the funds initially proposed to encourage a dowry-like system will now go towards providing social services for single women and their children and to give the poorest widows monthly allowances regardless of age. Pro-choice groups are cheering a new emergency contraceptive that could prevent pregnancy up to 5 days after intercourse, hailing it as a, quote, exciting step. The drug, allopurinol acetate, provides a contraception window of up to 5 days, compared with 3 for the traditional emergency pill. New research indicates that the drug more than halved the risk of pregnancy compared with the 72-hour pill, levonorgestrel. Allopurinol acetate has been licensed for use in Europe since last May, but it's only available by prescription and costs 3 times more than the alternative drug. Now for the bad news. The nation's teen pregnancy rate rose 3% in 2006, the first such increase in more than a decade, according to a study conducted by the Guttmacher Institute. The data reflect an increase of 4% in teen birth rates and a 1% rise in abortion rates. 7% of teen girls became pregnant in 2006. There was a decline in teen pregnancy in the 1990s, but that decrease stalled in the early 2000s when sex education programs began exclusively promoting abstinence and were prohibited by law from discussing the benefits of contraception. Unrelated research conducted by the University of California, Davis, indicated coercion, partner violence, and birth control sabotage are contributing factors to the rise in teen pregnancy. Elizabeth Miller, co-author of that study, said in a news release, quote, "This study highlights an under-recognized phenomenon where male partners actively attempt to promote pregnancy against the will of the female partner. What this study shows is that reproductive coercion likely explains why unintended pregnancies are far more common among abused women and teens," unquote. While the rise in teen pregnancy is being seen in all demographic groups, the gap between white teens and teens of color has returned to their higher levels. More bad news this week? A report by Human Rights Watch indicates that Irish women struggle to overcome the financial, logistical, physical, and emotional burdens imposed by restrictive laws and policies that force them to seek abortions abroad in the absence of support from the state. Every year, thousands of women and girls travel from Ireland to other European countries for abortions, this according to a report entitled A State of Isolation: Access to Abortion for Women in Ireland. This week, we note that January 29th was the one-year anniversary of President Obama signing the Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act, the law that reinstated women's rights to fight their employers in court for pay discrimination. While this was a positive step towards achieving equal pay for women, the U.S. Census Bureau says women are still earning 77 cents to every dollar that a man earns. Lilly Ledbetter, a Women's E! News 21 leader, argues that this would change if the Fairness Paycheck Act is passed in the Senate. And this week we remember Ruth Proskauer Smith, who died on January 22nd in her Manhattan home at the age of 102. She was the founder of the organization that is now known as NARAL Pro-Choice America. She earned a bachelor's degree from Radcliffe in 1932, after which she became a field worker for the Planned Parenthood League.
This report was compiled by the staff of the Women's E! News. Rita Henley Jensen is the editor-in-chief. This audio production of Women's E! News was produced in the studios of KRFP in Moscow, Idaho, and brought to you by VP Foundation and Yin Radio, which you can find on the web at vpfound.org. Background music is by Joan Hickey. The text of this broadcast and more news about women can be found at the Women's E! News website, womensenews.org. For Yin Radio and KRFP, I'm Nancy Casey.